Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and in this session we're focusing on the Simanim in Parshas Miketz. So Parshas Miketz is comprised of four prakim. It goes from Perek Mem Aleph to Perek Mem Dal. First we'll go through a brief summary of each Perek, and then we'll identify the Simanim for each one. So here goes. So in Perek Mem Aleph, it opens with Paro's dreams that no one can interpret. Yosef is summoned from prison. He interprets them regarding the 7 years of prosperity being consumed by the 7 years of famine. He's appointed as viceroy of Mitzrayim to prepare for the famine. He stores the grain. He gets married to Asnas Bas Patifera. We have the birth of Menashe and Ephraim, and then the famine begins. So Perek Mem Aleph, we'll call V'yachalom Paro. It's the Paro's dreams that set everything into motion. In Perek Mem Beis, Yaakov sends his sons to Mitzrayim to get grain. When they're brought before Yosef, they don't recognize him. He calls them meraglim, spies. He demands that they prove otherwise by bringing Binyamin down with them. On their way back, they discover the money's been returned to their satchels. And when they return home, Yaakov Avinu resists their efforts to let Binyamin go. Reuben tries, but fails to convince Yaakov to let them bring Binyamin back to Mitzrayim. So Perek Mem Beis we'll call meraglim, meraglim. In Perek Mem Gimel, the famine gets harsher, and finally Yehuda is successful in ensuring Yaakov that Binyamin will be safe. The brothers return, are received warmly. Yosef hosts a banquet for all of them, and everything looks good at this point. That's Perek Mem Gimel, and we'll call this the Perek of Yeridas Binyamin, of Binyamin going down to Mitzrayim. And then finally, in Perek Mem Dalet, Yosef has his servants place his gevia, his cup, in Binyamin's satchel. As they begin their return, they're confronted by Yosef's servants, saying that one of the brothers stole the cup. It's discovered in Binyamin's satchel. All the brothers return to Mitzrayim. Yehuda pleads with Yosef to let Binyamin go, and he'll stand in his place as Yosef's servant. The pair concludes with Yosef refusing to let Binyamin go and telling the brothers they can go back in peace to their father. So Perek Mem Dal we'll call the Perek of the Agavia, the cup of Yosef. So once again, Perek Mem Aleph, it's V'yachalom Paro, it's Paro's dreams. Perek Mem Beis we'll call the Perek of Meraglim. Perek Mem Gimel is Yerida's Binyamin. And Perek Mem Dalet is the Gvia. Now we'll go through the Simanim for each. Now we'll introduce a Simon for each Perek. So let's begin with a little review. In Parshas Vayeshev, Perek Lamed Zayin was Mechiras Yosef. The Simon was laser tag, so he said the younger brother dreamed of beating his brothers in laser tag, so they sold him. In Perek Lamed Ches, it's the mice of Yehuda and Tamar. The Simon is chicken soup. It's a Davar Lach. And the Simon was an older brother lost two sons, whose wife made great chicken soup. Perek Lamed Tes is a story of Eshes Potiphar. Our Simon for Lamed Tes is a letter. We said the slave brother delivered a letter to his master's wife, then ran away, leaving his mailbag. That's Lamed Tes. And then Perek Mem, which is Yosef and Beis Hasor interpreting the dreams of the baker and the butler. So the Simon for Mem is Mayim, water, and we use a pool. The prison he was put in had a swimming pool where he spoke to a baker and a butler. So that's where we left off at the end of Parshas Vayeshev. So picking up in Parshas Miketz, so we said Perek Mem Aleph is Paro Cholem, it's Paro's dreams. The Simon for Mem Aleph is a ma, but we use a grandma as our standard Simon, a grandma. So the Simon is he was freed when he interpreted a king's dream about seven grandmas knitting by a river. Once again, he was freed when he interpreted a king's dream about seven grandmas knitting by a river. So Perek Mem Beis, that's the Perek of Yosef calling his brothers Meraglim. And the Simon for Mem Beis is a mobster. So here goes. He called his brothers mobsters when they came down to his land and didn't recognize him. Once again, he called his brothers mobsters when they came down to his land and didn't recognize him. And the Perek Mem Gimel, which is the Perek of Yeridas Binyamin to Mitzrayim, our Simon for Mem Gimel is a magazine. So it says, they brought down their youngest brother who loved to read Toradic magazines. Once again, they brought down their youngest brother, who loved to read Toradic magazines. And then finally, Perek Mem Dalet is the Perek of the Gevia, being put in Binyamin's satchel. The Simon for Mem Dalet is mud. So the Simon is, it looked like a happy ending, until his missing cup was found in the mud when they left. So once again, let's review the Simanim. So Perek Mem Aleph is grandma, and that's Paro Cholem. So he was freed when he interpreted King's dream about seven grandmas knitting by a river. Perek Mem Beis is Meraglim, and the Simon is a mobster. He called his brothers mobsters when they came down to his land and didn't recognize him. So Perek Mem Gimel is Yerias Binyamin. The Simon is a magazine. They brought down their youngest brother who loved to read Toradic magazines. And then Perek Mem Dalet is the Perek of the Gevia. The Simon is mud. It looked like a happy ending until his missing cup was found in the mud when they left. All right, so now let's just do a quick little quiz. Which Perek do we have Binyamin going down to Mitzrayim? That's in Perek Mem Gimel. You can imagine him reading magazines on the way down. It's a long trip. Then what Perek do we have Paro dreaming about the seven cows and so on? That's in Perek Mem Aleph. Good. He was free when he interpreted King's dream about seven grandmas knitting by a river. Which perek is the perek of the Gevia being put in Binyamin's satchel? That's in perek Memdaled. Good. It looked like a happy ending until his missing cup was found in the mud when they left. And which perek does Yosef call his brothers Meraglim? That's in perek Membes. The Membes is the mobster. He called his brothers mobsters when they came down to his land and didn't recognize him. Excellent. All right, so that concludes our session on Parshas Miketz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.